This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. And I guess this time next week we'll be done with Thanksgiving, because I think that's coming up Thursday, right?
Yep. Thanksgiving's on Thursday.
So Ian and Mark in the studio with you here tonight. So next week, it's going to be the day after Black Friday, which, of course, will be, you know, holiday shopping insanity, as it always is.
Somebody's going to get hurt.
But there's news actually related to last year's Christmas holiday shopping season that I think is worth sharing from CNBC.com, and that is that an alarming number of shoppers are still paying off their debt from last Christmas. As the holiday season approaches, the pressure to spend spikes. This year, gift-buying Americans plan to spend $660 on average this holiday season. That's according to new data from NerdWallet's 2017 Consumer Holiday Shopping Report.
Yeah, I think I read some statistic like 40% of Americans don't have $400 in the bank.
That sounds believable.
So they apparently intend to go into debt.
Correct. To buy gifts for people that they care about, who presumably also care about them and probably wouldn't want their loved one to go into debt on their behalf. But there's this sort
of... the kids don't really care whether you go into debt. They want their Star Wars figures.
I was talking about, like, not the kids necessarily. I mean, a Star Wars figure, unless you're buying the 1977 edition Star Wars figure,
I had those.
It's probably, you know, going to be $5 or something like that. You can probably, I don't know, maybe figures cost $10.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's probably
the Kenner figures were $3 when I was in, prior to high school. Yeah, okay. In the 80s.
So yeah, I don't know what a toy like that costs these days, but I suspect it's not much more than $20, right? I mean, $20,
like a figurine.
Yeah, figurine.
No, I can't imagine.
Right. So, I mean, you can always cheap out when it comes to buying kids stuff.
But I can tell you, it's real darn difficult to find a $5 Lego these days.
No doubt. Those are definitely expensive. So, according to NerdWallet's 2017 Consumer Holiday Shopping Report, which analyzed spending and behavior trends of more than 2,000 Americans aged 18 and over, holiday-induced debt is a growing problem. Although survey respondents say they plan to spend roughly the same amount that they spent last year, 24% of shoppers say they overspent in 2016, while 27% admit to not making a budget at all. Even a budget is only a good start. Courtney Jesperson, a consumer savings expert at NerdWallet, says, quote, there's this myth that planning ahead and budgeting always ensures you don't overspend, but in reality, creating and even sticking to a budget won't make you immune to holiday debt. It's so important to set a realistic ceiling for your spending.
Yeah.
During the 2016 season, boomers proved most likely to take on debt to finance their purchases, with 63% of respondents copping to the habit. Other generations took on debt as well, including 58% of Gen Xers and 40% of millennials.
Jeez, those are huge numbers. those are not rookie numbers. We do not need to pump those numbers up.
Interesting, though, that the millennials were less likely to take on the debt.
They're just less likely to have money, I suppose.
No. This is people taking on debt.
Who
went into debt because they wanted to go holiday shopping? 63% of baby boomers admitted to it, 58% of Gen Xers admitted to it, and 40% of millennials admitted to it.
I would say this, you do need to set a budget, but you also need to look at your spending in the rest of the year, too. If you just decide, I'm going to set a budget, based on Christmas gifts, and you continue to live your life, getting the $5 coffee-flavored Slurpees from the chain restaurants there, yeah, and all the other stuff, then you're just spending your Christmas money on you. Whereas what your loved ones would really like to see you do is – create a budget and stick to it. You know, when the economic downturn occurred, and I think this was like 2007 or 2008, it was really rough on in my house. You know, we make a living based on advertising, and advertising went away when spending went away. Mm-hmm. And so we really had to clamp down, and my wife put together a budget, and that truly worked. We worked at spending, paying things off. My house is now paid off, and I'm really, really, you know, delighted. And she has to get the credit for it because she put together the budget. She made the meals at home, and which saved us, you know, a tremendous amount of money.
Sure does.
No longer you know, spending money out. And
you quit smoking.
I don't think that was a huge amount, but yes, it's true.
It adds up.
It does.
I mean, you weren't smoking two packs a day or anything like that, but, no. you know, you did quit. Somebody who is smoking two packs a day, it would add up quite fast,
yeah.
That level of saving. So what you're saying is look at your whole year, not just budget for the holiday season. It's
sure.
a good habit to get into for people that...
If you're a craft beer guy, maybe it's time to, you know, bring it down to one or two selected craft beers per week rather than every night some new...
Two per night.
Yeah, you know, some new... a new array of craft beers that you're trying out and that sort of thing.
What's alarming about this pattern is that many Americans are still carrying last year's debt as they head into another holiday season. Okay, now here's the turnaround for you. Millennials are the worst culprits here. 24% still haven't paid off credit card debt incurred during the 2016 shopping season. So maybe while it looked on its face as though the millennials were being more fiscally responsible, Mark, with the earlier statistics, maybe what's really happened was the 63% of the baby boomers who got into debt, they could afford to get into the debt because they had enough investments
sure.
or whatever that they knew they'd be able to pay it off by, let's say, midpoint through 2016,
yeah.
whereas the millennials didn't have that level of financial intelligence or experience to be able to realize that they wouldn't be able to pay it off by come next year.
Yeah, if you're still holding debt from last Christmas, it's time to make handmade gifts
yeah.
for people. I'm not kidding.
No, it's true. It's true.
I mean, in many cases,
the thought that counts.
Most of the crap I'm going to get for Christmas, I'm not going to use and do not need.
It's so true.
And we don't really, I mean, my wife and I don't even exchange gifts.
Right. Yeah, I don't give gifts generally, and I don't expect them, and usually
my mother's
going to
get me some stuff, and there's bound to be a sweater involved.
Yeah.
And I've got so many sweaters, none of which I particularly like, and like, oh, this is my favorite sweater. You know, it'd be better off if somebody's carrying debt, I would rather them pay that debt off and get me
because you care about that person. Yeah. Right.
Make me a card that says Merry Christmas.
Absolutely. Like I said, it's the thought that counts. And I know that sounds cliche, but shouldn't that be the truth?
Yeah.
I mean, look, if you're the kind of person who finds yourself upset at the idea, because if you find yourself upset at the idea that somebody might not spend X amount of dollars on you, you're the one with the problem. And if that's what you're expecting from other people, or if that's what... I guess the reverse of that is the person who is buying a bunch of stuff they can't afford for a bunch of people with the expectation that those people are going to be the kind of person who look askance at an individual who doesn't spend a whole lot or makes a homemade gift or whatever. Really? That's the kind of person you're trying to impress here? Why?
Well, there's also you just want to make people happy. And that's fine. That's great if you want to make people happy. There are ways to do it without please don't go into debt.
Yeah.
And frankly, you know, putting stuff into savings is probably a good thing, too. Little gifts, little heartfelt some gifts that you put some time and thought into, those are probably the best.
If you want to join us here with your thoughts on holiday spending, is it out of control? Have you had an experience like this in your life? You're welcome to join us here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got more here, and let's go to your calls, though. You can bring up anything you want. Michael is in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. Hello, Michael.
Hello. If we get cut off, my battery's low. I'm not hanging up on you.
All right, just go.
Listen, the battle of the century is on between Roy Moore and Mitch McConnell, the majority leader of the United States Senate.
Roy Moore hasn't even been elected yet.
It's a primary, right? You're talking about a primary battle?
No. He's
I thought Roy Moore and Mitch McConnell were Republicans. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, they're both Republicans, Moore and McConnell. But it's the battle of the century because McConnell wants Judge Roy Moore to drop out of the Senate.
Oh, they're not running against one another?
I see.
All right, hang on a second here. I'm not sure what all this is about here. I've heard some things about this Roy Moore. More coming up.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Fireplaces and wood stoves are wonderful to have and provide low-cost heating, but they've got their drawbacks too. One of them is the increased likelihood that your home will burn. My primary advice is to you is to never let fire into your home and make sure that you have an extinguisher on every floor and the garage and that everyone knows how to use it. But if you love your wood stove, don't want to give it up, make sure that you keep things away from it and have a professional clean it every year. The pro will make sure the chimney is properly functioning also. Make sure to dispose of your ashes outside too. I got my Blink Home Security System delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank patsies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. GCN listeners use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. mysolarbackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and it is the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you're invited to join us on the radio waves here. If you want, you can bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
Whole Food Multi-Complete is a supplement that I take daily. And I'd like to recommend it to you, too. What it is far more than a multivitamin. Sure, it's got vitamins and minerals, but it's also got an enzyme blend, a probiotic blend, an antioxidant blend, immune support, bone and joint support, and energy support. It's got everything you need in a given day. There are quite possibly some supplements that you need to take for yourself individually for a certain condition or whatever that might be, therapeutic supplements, but you don't need this is got everything that you need, sort of the average person needs in a given day. And they've been doing this for 15 years now. They've been quietly providing what the big boys won't, the perfect blend of supplements in a single product, Whole Food Multi-Complete. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. You just visit simplifymysupplements.com to learn more. You can use coupon code FTL. You'll save 10% on your order. Every order, every time. Satisfaction's guaranteed or your money back. Yes, they take Bitcoin. SimplifyMySupplements.com and use coupon code FTL.
All right, let's go to your calls again here. Michael is on the line in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. You said there's a big fight. You said fight of the century between Roy Moore and Mitch McConnell. And, you know, I got to say, I don't know anything about these politicians. I know Roy Moore because we talked about him years ago with the whole Ten Commandments in the courtroom outside the courthouse back in Alabama. He made a lot of news because of that. So it's the only reason I remember that guy's name. And the Mitch McConnell, I've heard his name a bunch of times, but I didn't know where the hell he was from. So I figured what you meant was Roy Moore was going to be running against him. But what you meant was apparently I did a little research here. I found out Mitch McConnell's apparently from Kentucky, so they're not going to be fighting in this particular election, which is what I presumed you meant by fight of the century, Michael. So what exactly were you talking about?
Well, Mitch has asked him to get out of the race in the special election to replace Jeff Sessions, who was the senator from Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And so Mr. Moore has won the nomination, and he is the Republican candidate, but Mitch McConnell has said he will not use Republican Senate funds to support him, and he's asked him to get out of the race after the Alabama electorate has chosen him.
I guess I don't understand. How is this the fight of the century exactly? Some politician asking another politician to pull out of a race and the other politician saying no. Where's the fight exactly?
It becomes that because what Mr. McConnell is willing to do in the process is to sacrifice every prosecutor in America and every judge in America to this kind of Washington Compost blackmail campaign with absolutely no evidence at all.
How is he sacrificing every judge and every prosecutor in America by asking Roy Moore to step down? I'm so confused at what you're trying to say.
Well, because the Washington Compost standard is you don't have to have any evidence to prove that a sexual assault occurred on you. All you have to do is make the accusation, not any witnesses available at the alleged event, and they will do your dirty work for you of taking down a judge, a prosecutor,
so you're suggesting that
candidate for the United States Senate.
What I think is interesting about this is let's not forget that there's going to be an election. Right?
Yeah.
And this election will occur in the state of Alabama.
Apparently December 12th.
December, right. And the reason that people are asking Roy Moore to step down is in part because they don't trust the electorate of the state of Alabama. They believe that the electorate can't make a decision between a accused molester and a Democrat. Now, I'll admit, It could be a darn difficult decision sometimes, but isn't that really ultimately up to the electorate? I mean, shouldn't the press be putting out whatever they consider to be the truth? And, you know, I think that having like five accusers come out is pretty damning.
It certainly seems that way. But I do agree with what Michael says here, is that this pile-on technique is very damning, right? Like, it sounds really bad on its face, but is there actually any evidence? I mean, aren't we talking about a man who is, I mean, how old is this Moore guy? Is he in his 70s? I mean, he's not a young spring chicken anymore exactly, right? So we're talking about allegations from decades ago, right? Because the allegation was that he was 32 and he attempted to do something with a 14-year-old.
All these allegations appear to be, there's very few of them that appear to be within the last decade.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about half of a lifetime ago for this guy. I mean, whether it's Roy Moore or whether it's Bill Cosby, and certainly with Bill Cosby, you had even more than, I think, five accusers come out. There's no doubt the more that these accusations pile on, the worse and worse it looks for the individual in question. But I see what Michael's saying here, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, Michael. So is this what you're saying? You're saying that this technique of going after somebody in a position of renown or power or, you know, influence to just simply have people accusing that person of something sexual that may or may not have occurred is enough to ruin them. You're saying that could be that could be done on a more wide scale.
Oh, absolutely. They're sending notice that they're going to take control of the judicial branch of our government by going along with the Washington Compost in tactics. And that
is that your name for the Washington Post newspaper?
A revolution in place being led by Mitch McConnell to overthrow our three separate and equal branch system.
Well, I mean, look, the whole three branch system thing is just basically a scam to make you think.
Yeah, the legislature has given over way too much power to the presidency at this point anyway, and the judges are
they're all on the same side.
Yeah, they're all appointed by the presidency.
The three branches are all
checks and balances. My big fat toe.
Right. It's just a myth to teach school children. Thank you for the call, Michael. I appreciate it. The toll free number is 855-450 free like freedom. Roy Moore is 70 years old. So we're talking about allegation. He was born in 1947. They're saying he was 32 at the time. So you're talking about something they say happened in like 1979.
Yeah. You'd basically never get the school kids to say the Pledge of Allegiance if you told them it was an oligopoly that rarely listened to the electorate.
Right. You've got three branches. It's three heads of the same hydra that is, attacking you, basically, and trying to make you think that something else is actually going on. That, no, you're the government. No, you're the government. Believe us as you pay up all of the money that we demand.
The document says we the people. Why don't you people believe it?
The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE like freedom. I am not defending Judge Roy Moore, by the way. I mean, he's probably a terrible person, just like Mitch McConnell is likely a terrible person as well. And if they really were to fight with knives in a ring or something like that, I might be willing to pay for that pay-per-view.
855-450-3733. Hail Hydra.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The Saturday edition of the show. We're here live, by the way. You can dial in and bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And let me tell you something. Whether Roy Moore or whoever it is that he's running against in Alabama wins this election, or whether Roy Moore bows out and some other Republican replaces him, I can tell you this. The government's going to get bigger, more intrusive, more oppressive, more expensive, more ridiculous than it has ever gotten. And whoever it is
that's
hands
the pattern, right?
That gets in installed. So I just don't understand.
Tell me
all
about
the
freedoms I've incurred over the last, I don't know, decade and a half.
Yeah, good luck. So I just, you know, consider me unconcerned about whether or not Roy Moore gets booted from the ballot or resigns or gets elected or whatever, because I just know that the federal government is a hopeless case. But you can share your thoughts with us. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. We also want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. You've seen the Bitcoin price. If you've been watching some of the news lately, it's been hitting the mainstream to some extent. People want to know about Bitcoin. They want to know, you know, what it is. Is it a currency, or is it a little bit more than that? You go to Bitcoin.com, and you can learn all about what Bitcoin is, what it was, and what it should be. Go to Bitcoin.com, get started there. They've also got a great news site to keep you up to date with what's going on with the cryptocurrency, the world's first and most successful decentralized cryptocurrency. It's Bitcoin.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Pat is in Thunder Bay, Michigan, listening to WTKG. Hello, Pat.
Yeah, I'm calling you on this Judge thing down in Alabama. And Mitch McConnell, he's the leader of the House. That's why he's attacking them. This guy defended the Constitution long before they started wanting to tear down statues and everything else. I mean, I think he's actually a stand-up guy. He might have been a hound dog in his
30s. I'm pretty sure he's a theocrat, isn't he? Isn't he somebody that wants to force his view of religion down other people's throats?
Well, I don't... Do you think that America has gone uphill or downhill since we went higher and lower on the religion scale?
I'm not sure what that question means. What are you saying?
Well, I'm saying that since the further we've gotten away from morality, the further we've gotten away from God, the further we've gotten away from
everything. Are you saying that you believe that the way to ensure that people are moral is to force religion down their throats?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying we all have to believe in a higher power. There's something above and beyond us.
Let's take the premise. Within the last 5 years, we've had the lowest crime reported rate in this country in history. So
Violent crime,
and I believe crime generally, but we'll just go ahead and use violent crime. So I'm going to go ahead with the premise that yes, morality has increased as this country has moved away from religion.
You're saying morality has increased since we've moved
Violent crime's down. I'm going to call violent crime a good indicator of what morality is. Going to church, you would agree that going to church is not a good indicator for morality. You can go to church and then go out and stick somebody up, right?
Oh, I agree on it. I was a Catholic. I was an altar boy back in the day. I haven't been to the Catholic Church except for maybe Christmas and Easter in years. I mean, I'm so tired.
So what you're saying is you are able to retain your morality.
Everybody.
What you're saying, Pat, is you've been able to retain your sense of morality without going to church on a regular basis.
Correct, sir. Correct.
Okay.
He's not advocating church. He's advocating a more social conservatism ensconced in law. And the problem with this is that then you have police officers attempting to, dictate what morality is. You have people arrested for adultery or sodomy or a whole variety of laws. In Texas, I believe it's illegal to have an adult marital aid sale. Yeah, you're not allowed to possess marital aids. And that's
ridiculous. I'm not advocating any jackboots that advocate laws, all right? You guys got me all wrong.
We might have thought you were like Roy Moore, because that's the kind of thing that Roy Moore
would do. Dude, in Kentucky, it's legal for a 13-year-old to have sex as long as she's not a virgin. I mean, give me a break.
I doubt that.
Not become a virgin yet, except in her own house.
I don't know, but that's not legal advice.
Yeah. Look, you came on the air.
I'm just saying, it's on the books.
So, Pat, what you came on the air saying was that you thought Roy Moore was a constitutional guy.
I'm saying Roy Moore is under attack from the right, from the left. I don't think this man did anything wrong. The fifth woman that accused him, she says, they only did one clip of this interview when the whole thing first started. She says, he locked me in the car after he took me to the back parking lot, and I don't remember how I got on the ground. But the door was open and the tires were squealing as he was driving away. This is in 1970-something. Everything had a V8. If you pulled away with tires squealing, guess what, dude? The door slammed shut.
So, Pat,
right? There was no
I don't know whether these accusations are
restaurant.
True.
There was no back parking lot in this restaurant.
Okay, I don't care, honestly, about the details.
In your book, it's in two different colors of ink.
Pat, it doesn't matter to me what the details of the accusations are. I think these are way too far away from
happening. That's for the voters to decide, as far as I'm concerned.
Ultimately, that doesn't matter to me. What matters to me are these politicians, all of them, are scum of the earth. They are liars. They're scum. They're thieves. They are dishonest. I don't know whether Roy Moore did the things they're saying he did, and to me it doesn't matter, because even if he didn't do those things, he's still a bad guy by virtue of the fact that he's seeking a Senate seat in the first place for the Republican or Democratic Party.
You're probably right, but you know how deep the swamp is. And I was so happy to see Trump get into the White House because, God, we need a honey badger.
How's that going so far? I mean, we're about a year in here. Where's that swamp level at?
Yeah, but he's getting no backing. They won't confirm any of his nominations. They won't help him at all. He's under continual attack. And this guy, Roy Moore, I think, is another honey badger.
So what you're saying is...
We need to elect upstanding people because this
brother, they don't run for office.
Terrible.
Upstanding people stay out of politics. Thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number here, with a few exceptions. Ron Paul, I'll grant him an exception. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Upstanding.
He's not in politics anymore.
I know. He's doing good things. Upstanding people do productive things with their lives. They create products and services and, you know, offer themselves as volunteers for the community and things like that. That's what upstanding people do. Politicians tend to be the lowest form of scum. They're even lower than disc jockey. The toll-free number here is 855.
And you'd know.
That's right. 855-450-3733.
I will say Kentucky's age of consent laws are a little confusing.
Okay.
I'm not advocating for whatever the gentleman said. I'm just saying the age.
I don't even know what he said.
The age of consent. He said something like 13, as long as you're not a virgin. I don't know.
I don't know.
The age of consent is 16 years or older, where a minor has sex with a person who is 21 or older. 16 years, so you can, a 16-year-old can have sex with somebody who's over the age of 21.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
But not under?
This is generally only applies to the situation where a person is between the ages of 14 and 16 and has sex with a person who's older the age.
Wait, the 16-year-old can't have sex with somebody who's 20?
It wouldn't apply at that point. Yeah,
so they could. They could.
Yeah.
And they could have sex with somebody who's 21.
It sounds like a 15-year-old could with somebody who's 20.
Gotcha.
All right. Look, this is just what I'm reading on the internet.
Where'd you get that from?
Legalmatch.com.
Okay. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
It's 18 if you want to have sex with your foster parent, though.
855-450-3733. What about that story out of Oklahoma where a daughter has been sentenced to probation after marrying her own mother? Did you hear about that story?
Yeah, I did, and I didn't really understand it, and I figured that, rednecks do what rednecks do, and I don't care.
10 years of probation after pleading guilty to incest. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's weird, but should it be a crime? This is Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, on Saturday edition of the show. You may dial toll-free here to bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. You head over to freetalklive.com. You can get signed up for our email list. We'll send out an email to you every week, basically, to keep you in the loop with what's happening with Free Talk Live. That is an easy way for you to find out when you're on our email list. So go to freetalklive.com and you can get signed up there. The email sign up is right there on the front page of the site, pretty much front and center. Head over to freetalklive.com, get signed up there, and then enjoy all the rest of the features that we have there free. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
To the phones, to your calls and thoughts. We go first to Ryan. He's in Kansas. Ryan, where are you calling from in Kansas tonight?
I'm actually in Salina.
All right. Welcome to the show. You're listening to, I think it's KSAL. Go ahead.
I was just listening to you guys on the last call. When it comes to, like, secularism and morality and how we're living in a time where violent crime has gone down, and one point that I'd like to make is that doesn't... correlation doesn't necessarily equal causation. I mean, it would go back to, it would be almost akin to ice cream consumption and shark attacks.
Well, we did talk about morality and violent crime. I'm not sure that that's shark attacks and ice cream flavors, but go ahead.
He's right.
Correlation doesn't mean causation, but right. The gentleman put out a theory and asked me my opinion, and I threw something out. But go right ahead, please. Beat me up.
No, I'm not trying to beat you up, but I am trying to have a conversation. I think the removal of all secularism, I mean, it's going to lead down a path that we don't want to be on, in my opinion.
Like, wait, you said Nevada? Wait, you said the removal of secularism?
Correct.
So
I know there is supposed to be a separation in church and state, but when the norm is to not actually display your morality or at least principles, and I believe on campus even today a lot of those principles are being removed. The true form of equality is actually taking a step back and more or less repeating segregation. And what kind of a path is that going to lead when we're vilifying the majority simply for being the majority? I don't believe that's the path that we want to go down. I think we should be coming together through either, you know, beliefs used to be one of those big bridges when it came to the black and white population. Same with Hispanics.
I'm so confused.
I'm absolutely confused.
Wait. You said there's a trend of removing secularism. Secularism is the lack of religion, right? So,
correct.
What is the trend that you're seeing of secularism being removed? Are you saying that religion is replacing secularism in institutions?
No, I'm saying the removal of religion.
Because that's different from what you actually said, because you'd said the removal of secularism, so you meant the removal of religion.
Correct. Well, I mean, okay. a principal beliefs, let's just say that.
Okay, I'd like my principal beliefs to be not based on religion generally. I think those principles come from God, but the idea that, for instance, the vice crimes, drugs, gambling, prostitution, these things come to mind. Nevada has these things, and you know they're legal, and somehow that isn't some kind of cesspool of villainy.
Some people would say it is, but
well, Vegas isn't great, but I mean it's just a big city where a lot of people visit. You'll probably see similar things happening in Orlando.
Sure,
a lot of that is imported. I see what you're getting at.
Yeah, so I don't think that you should have to hire somebody you don't want to hire at your business. And I don't think you should have to provide abortions to employees if you find an abortion to be abhorrent. And I don't think you should have to make a cake for somebody's wedding that you don't want to make a cake for. I think that your religious freedom ends at you, but that it shouldn't ever be foisted upon somebody else, if you get my drift.
I'm picking up what you're putting down, but what I'm saying is if you have an urge to practice your beliefs, whether they coincide with whoever you're around or they're completely opposite, you should still have the ability to do that.
You don't have the ability to practice your beliefs?
You can't pray in elementary schools or junior high, middle school.
Hold on. Wait, when has anyone ever been prevented from praying? I mean, that's a solitary, quiet activity that an individual can engage in anywhere, anytime. I mean, really? What are you talking about?
Well, I don't have any specific instances of it at this time. I'm sorry. I can't feel prepared.
What you might be thinking about, let me just interject here. You might be thinking about certain controversies around people doing, let's say, more ostentatious displays of prayer, people who want to have a prayer in front of a class or to take specific time out of the educational curriculum in order to have a prayer. That's a little different than somebody just quietly praying to themselves, wouldn't you say?
I would agree with that, yeah.
Yeah. So I've never heard of somebody being told you can't bow your head and be quiet in school, you know?
However, whatever. I would go so far as to say this, that the government has no business having schools.
No doubt.
The schools should be provided.
Oh, the Federal Education Department? I'm with you on that.
I don't want to get rid of the Federal Education Department. I want, I don't think education should be socialized in any way, shape, or form. I think on down the municipal level, that I think that, you know, in a world where you can learn anything you want on YouTube, that anything more than buying a kid a laptop is theft.
Well, when you take away that structure, though, I can see where that would be a problem as well, especially with procrastinators such as myself coming ill-prepared to a conversation like this.
Yeah, so you take away this. What school has become? I mean, let's be realistic here. Is it's middle-class welfare, babysitting day prison.
And yeah, I'd say that's true.
It's really, I mean, yeah, they make an effort to do a good things during that the time that they have your kid in day prison, but it's really just so that one of the parents can get out there and work and pay more taxes so that they can then have the school so that you have to pay taxes for the school. It's all a big racket. My wife's home, and my kid's been well-educated. He reads better than kids in his age bracket, and we don't even use a curriculum.
I don't mean to throw this dichotomy out there, but you've got what face sidewise politically is more predominantly there, even from the elementary school perspective. I mean, it only gets worse from, you know, the bottom on up. You look at the kind of madness that's going on campus right now, where they vilify men, white people. If you're not a person of color, you're considered, I mean, it's almost like a return to a caste system or, you know, something akin to that.
Every institution, every organization develops its own personality over time. I will agree with you that some schools have developed a personality that is sort of decidedly quite, like progressive in sort of a crazy way. That really is, that's just icing on top of the cake where I say that government funding should be pulled from all form of education. If I want to go out and learn how to use a chainsaw better, I'm going to have to pay somebody to do it. Any class, any self-improvement should be something that a person comes up with. If we say, what about the poor people? That's fine. Let's talk about a means-based scholarship program rather than what we have now, which is, I will repeat, middle-class welfare babysitting day prison.
Ryan, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We have Dave in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hey, Dave.
Hello, hippies. Good Saturday evening. That description of public education nailed it.
Yeah, it's developed over many years.
Well, I mean, anybody can look at Article 1, Section 8 and see that it's not the federal government's job for education. Real quick, first off, I'm going to compliment you on Ron Paul. There was nobody better on domestic issues in any debate than Ron Paul.
There was nobody better on foreign issues either.
Well, you couldn't sell jihadists. So now I'm going to beat you up. Not really. The reason you should at least be, I'll say, lukewarm to Trump is because he may not be what you want as far as somebody to go in there, clear things up, shake up the establishment, you know, and that sort of thing.
Well, hold on. But before you go on, let me give Trump his props. He did what I wanted him to do. He nominated Neil Gorsuch.
That's what I was hoping. That's beautiful.
I didn't vote for him, but that's what I wanted.
I get you. Me too. I was sweating the Second Amendment pretty bad. He is not getting any help from Congress. And you have to remember, the swamp isn't just in D.C. You go elbow to elbow with the swamp every day you're out in the public. There are a lot of people in this country, just about half, who don't give a damn about the Constitution. And they would gladly see it thrown out. So,
what makes you think Donald Trump gives a damn about the Constitution?
Well, because all the flack he's catching from Republicans and Democrats in Congress.
It's just like throwing a Tasmanian devil in there.
He's
and I was
still
happy for it for that.
Bombing people, right? Like way more people than Barack Obama bombed.
I don't see any news stories about it, though.
We saw news about that previously.
One
the toll free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We'll bring Dave back for more. Coming up.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique 3-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.